Come, let us return to Adonai our God, the God who is gracious and merciful. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Rescue me, O God, my Savior, and my tongue shall ring out your goodness. 40 days and 40 nights you were fasting in the wild. 40 days and 40 nights, tempted and yet unbeguiled. Shall we not your vigil share, and from selfish joys abstain, with you watching fast in prayer, with you strong to suffer pain? And if evil on us press, our endeavors to assail, victor in the wilderness, help us not to swerve or fail. May your peace and strength be ours, that your goodness we may see. Send us those angelic powers who acclaimed your victory. Guard and keep us, Savior dear, ever constant by your side, that with you we may appear at the eternal Eastertide. Amen. The devil took Jesus to the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, cast yourself down from here. O God, you are my God. I long for you from early morning. For you my soul is thirsting. My whole being desires you, like a dry, worn out, and waterless land. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary. Let me see how mighty and glorious you are. Your constant love is better than life itself, and so I will praise you. I will give you thanks as long as I live. I will raise my hands to you in prayer. My soul will feast and be satisfied, and I will sing glad songs of praise to you. As I lie in bed, I remember you. All night long I think of you, for you have always been my help. In the shadow of your wings I sing for joy. My heart clings to you, and your hand keeps me safe. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. The devil took Jesus to the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, cast yourself down from here." A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. We speak a wisdom to those who are mature, not a wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are passing away. Rather, we speak God's wisdom, mysterious, hidden, which God predetermined before the ages for our glory, and which none of the rulers of this age knew. For if they had known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Adonai is your refuge. You have made the Most High your dwelling. Adonai is your refuge. You have made the Most High your dwelling. Upon you no evil shall fall, no plague approach where you dwell. You have made the Most High your dwelling. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the breath of love. Adonai is your refuge. You have made the Most High your dwelling. Jesus answered, Scripture says, You must not tempt Adonai your God.
Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Jesus answered, Scripture says, You must not tempt Adonai your God.
That all who have been called and gifted to follow the gospel may overcome what divides us and may join our voices in proclaiming good news for the poor. Let us pray. Hear us, O God. That religious, political, and economic leaders may be filled with God's spirit of compassion and use their power and authority to lead with honesty, justice, and a passion for the flourishing of all. Let us pray. Hear us, O God. That the love and example of those who live and work in the darkness of violence, poverty, and corruption may be light and hope for those who suffer most. Let us pray. Hear us, O God. That those who have received more may be freed to share their abundance with those who lack food, clothing, shelter, and meaningful work. Let us pray. Hear us, O God. That the sacredness of all life and the rights of all human and all earthly beings may be upheld in the hearts and in the laws of all peoples and nations. Let us pray. Hear us, O God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. God of life and liberation, your Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness to prepare for his ministry of inaugurating your reign on earth as it is in heaven, where bread is for sharing, power is for serving, and trusting you makes all people equally valued members of your family. May our celebration of this holy season rehearse us in living by his values and bring us closer to realizing the freedom, flourishing, and fullness of life that your love offers to us and all creation, both now and forever. Amen. May the Spirit of God kindle in our hearts the love of God and neighbor that is the fulfillment of the law. Amen. Let us bless the world with peace and give thanks to God.